Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Have you ever stayed at a hotel only to feel like you weren't entirely alone? What if that feeling was more than just your imagination? Welcome to the Congress Plaza Hotel in Chicago, a place that's known not just for its lavish history, but for its eerie reputation as one of the most haunted spots in the city. Originally opening its doors in 1893, this historic hotel has long been the backdrop for some of Chicago's most unsettling ghost stories. Phantom footsteps echo through its empty hallways. Unexplained cold spots seem to appear out of nowhere. And then, there's the tale of the woman who allegedly ended her life here, her presence lingering long after her death. Some say she still wanders the halls seeking closure, while others think she's part of a much darker mystery. Over the years, guests, staff, and even paranormal investigators have all claimed to encounter something out of the ordinary. But what's the truth? Could the strange happenings be the result of Chicago's turbulent past, or is something far more sinister at work? From mysterious deaths to chilling apparitions, the Congress Plaza Hotel offers up more questions than answers. So buckle up and join me, Tony Bruschi, as we take a deep dive into the haunted history of the Congress Plaza Hotel. You might just start questioning if those creepy stories are more than mere legend. The Congress Plaza Hotel, a grand structure nestled at the edge of Grant Park in Chicago, has been a staple of the city's skyline since its opening in 1893. Originally built to accommodate the influx of visitors to the World's Columbian Exposition, it quickly became a hub for politicians, businessmen, and travelers seeking both luxury and a touch of Chicago's flair. In its early years, it was praised for its opulent decor, sweeping views of Lake Michigan and its central location just steps from the park. It was an instant success, drawing crowds from across the nation and abroad. But beneath the surface of this magnificent hotel, something darker began to take shape. From the very beginning, there were whispers, stories of strange occurrences, unexplained noises, and unsettling feelings that spread throughout its grand halls. It wasn't long before these rumors began to merge with the hotel's storied past, lending an eerie air to a place that, on the surface, seemed so glamorous. The first reports of paranormal activity were vague at first. Staff would talk of fleeting shadows, strange sounds late at night, and a sense that they were being watched in the quiet of the empty hallways. In the early 20th century, a tragedy occurred that would cement the hotel's eerie reputation: a mysterious death. A prominent guest, a wealthy businesswoman who had checked into the hotel for a stay, was found dead under strange circumstances. The exact cause of her death has never been fully confirmed, but rumors of foul play, a possible suicide, or even murder began to swirl. Some believe that her spirit never left the hotel, and it is said that her presence, her restless energy, lingers in the building to this day. Whether she's trying to get justice or simply reliving her final moments, her ghost is one of the most frequently reported encounters by guests and staff. Following her death, more reports began to surface, detailing a range of unsettling phenomena, from eerie cold spots in certain rooms to strange noises and sightings. Guests would awaken in the night to the sound of footsteps pacing outside their doors, footsteps that would stop suddenly, as if the person had vanished into thin air. Others described feeling a chilling presence in specific rooms, only to find nothing when they investigated further. For some, the strange occurrences felt more personal, as if they were being drawn into a chilling narrative that unfolded within the hotel's walls. While these early accounts were dismissed by some as figments of overactive imaginations, others believed that the hotel's long and storied history was ripe with the potential for something otherworldly to take root. It was during this time that staff members, who were becoming increasingly aware of the unusual events, began to keep their own records, documents filled with strange occurrences that had no explanation. A young bellboy once swore he saw a figure standing in the hotel's grand lobby, only to find the area empty moments later. And then there was the story of a guest who had checked into room 4, Dower 1, only to wake up the next morning convinced that someone had been watching her throughout the night. She wasn't sure if it was a dream, but the feeling of being watched lingered long after her stay. With the passage of time, the stories surrounding the Congress Plaza Hotel only grew. Guests and staff alike began to avoid certain areas of the building, especially the upper floors, where the temperature would inexplicably drop to freezing levels. Some even said they could hear distant voices or whispers in rooms that were supposedly empty. The hotel, once a symbol of luxury and refinement, was now seen by some as a place haunted by the past, its dark corners filled with the energy of those who had come before. As we look deeper into the Congress Plaza Hotel's haunted history, we begin to ask ourselves, is it truly the spirits of the past that linger here? Or could there be something more at play? Some argue that the psychological atmosphere of the hotel, the anxiety of its guests, the weight of history, and the very architecture of the building may have contributed to the reports of paranormal activity. Could the strange occurrences be the result of suggestibility driven by the stories and legends passed down over the years? Or is the hotel truly haunted, its walls soaked with the memories of tragic events and restless spirits? For many, it's impossible to separate the history from the hauntings. After all, the hotel's past is riddled with mystery and tragedy. Could it be that the spirits of the past, drawn to such a place, are leaving behind traces of their presence, hoping to connect with the living? As we continue to dig into the Congress Plaza Hotel's unsettling history, we'll explore the theories behind these hauntings, the key figures involved, and what might really be causing the strange occurrences that continue to haunt this historic location. As the years passed, the Congress Plaza Hotel's reputation as a haunted location only grew stronger. New reports of paranormal activity seemed to surface with increasing regularity, drawing the attention of both skeptical and devout paranormal investigators. The most famous ghostly figure to haunt the hotel is that of a woman often described as a former guest who tragically took her own life in one of the hotel's rooms. Her story is one of the most persistent legends surrounding the hotel, with many guests and staff claiming to have encountered her spirit in various areas of the building. Accounts of her apparition differ, but there are common themes. A woman dressed in old-fashioned clothing, her face obscured, often seen near windows or in the corners of rooms. Some have described seeing her standing by the hotel's grand staircase, while others claim she appears only briefly in reflections or shadows. One chilling detail reported by several guests is the sensation of sudden cold air or an overwhelming feeling of sadness that accompanies her presence. Could it be that the tragic circumstances of her death have bound her to the hotel, causing her spirit to roam endlessly in search of peace? Or perhaps, as some believe, she is trapped in the building due to the unresolved nature of her death, a spirit unable to move on. Despite the eerie accounts, there is no concrete evidence to confirm the identity of this woman or the exact circumstances of her death. Some investigators suggest that the presence people feel is not a specific spirit, but the result of a residual haunting where energy from past events is imprinted onto the environment and replays itself in certain locations. According to this theory, the hotel's history, steeped in tragedies and dramatic events, has left an indelible mark on the building. This imprint could cause guests to experience flashes of past emotions or encounters, creating a sense of interaction with the dead, even if no conscious spirits are present. However, many have argued against the residual haunting theory, instead suggesting that the Congress Plaza Hotel is home to intelligent spirits, those who are aware of their surroundings and interact with the living. These spirits are believed to retain their personalities, emotions, and memories, and may deliberately make their presence known to guests. Investigators have noted that the spirits in the hotel seem to have a pattern of behavior. For instance, the ghostly woman who is often reported in the area near the staircase seems to appear most frequently when there are guests who are emotionally distressed, particularly those who are staying in the hotel for personal reasons, like a business trip or an anniversary. This suggests that For some reason, this particular spirit may be drawn to certain people, perhaps trying to communicate something of importance or provide comfort. One particularly unsettling case involved a group of paranormal investigators who spent a night in the hotel, armed with cameras and audio equipment, in an effort to capture evidence of the supernatural. The group set up their equipment in the hotel's grand ballroom, where many staff members had claimed to hear strange noises during late hours. Almost immediately after they began their investigation, they reported hearing the sound of footsteps approaching them from a darkened hallway. Upon investigation, no one was found in the area. The investigators also recorded an eerie voice on their audio equipment, speaking words that none of the team could make out. Though skeptics argue that this could have been a technical malfunction or an unfortunate coincidence, those involved in the investigation insist that what they heard was unmistakably human and not easily explained by logical reasoning. The hotel's growing reputation also attracted the attention of a local group of psychics who claimed to have made contact with spirits inhabiting the building. Their sessions often focused on communicating with the ghosts, particularly the troubled woman believed to haunt the hotel. According to their accounts, the spirit seemed to express confusion, sadness, and anger over her untimely death. Some even claimed that the spirit became agitated during certain sessions, as if trying to communicate something beyond the limitations of the living. These reports fueled the hotel's legend, with many visitors claiming they could feel an undeniable connection to the spirits that still lingered within the hotel's walls. Yet, despite all the investigations and the personal experiences of many who have spent time in the hotel, there is still no definitive answer to the question of what is causing the strange occurrences at the Congress Plaza. Could it be the work of restless spirits whose tragic stories remain untold? Or is there a more psychological explanation at play? Could the building itself, with its long history of turbulent events, be playing tricks on those who stay within it? Another theory posited by skeptics revolves around the power of suggestion. The Congress Plaza Hotel, after all, has become synonymous with hauntings. Visitors who are aware of the hotel's paranormal reputation may be more likely to interpret normal, everyday occurrences, like a creaking floorboard or the hum of the air conditioning, as supernatural events. Could these reports of ghosts be nothing more than the result of heightened suggestion and the power of belief? When a building is steeped in so much mystery and legend, it's not hard to imagine how easily the human mind can be influenced by the stories that surround it. Regardless of the theories and the ongoing debates, one thing is clear. The Congress Plaza Hotel continues to be a site of fascination and fear. Guests still report eerie encounters, footsteps echoing down empty corridors, flickering lights, and the distinct sensation of being watched. Whether it's the hotel's storied past, the psychological atmosphere, or something more otherworldly, the Congress Plaza Hotel has cemented its place as one of Chicago's most infamous haunted locations. As we continue to explore the mysteries surrounding the Congress Plaza, the question remains, are these hauntings the result of a troubled past and tragic deaths, or is there something more sinister at work? And if the hotel's ghosts are indeed real, what do they want? And why do they continue to make their presence known? As we wrap up our deep dive into the haunting history of the Congress Plaza Hotel, we're left with more questions than answers. What's truly happening within those grand walls? Is it the restless spirits of the past, tragic figures unable to move on, or is the hotel merely a place where the human mind becomes susceptible to its own fears? For some, the idea of intelligent spirits walking among us, still tied to their earthly lives, lingering in places they once knew, is a chilling thought. But for others, the theory of residual hauntings makes just as much sense. The energy of past events trapped in time, replaying itself like a never-ending loop. Now, let's not overlook the psychological aspect of it all. The Congress Plaza Hotel, with its grandeur and its long, tumultuous history, creates an atmosphere ripe for suggestion. It's easy for the mind to interpret every creak, every gust of cold air, as something supernatural when you know you're standing in a place that's been the subject of ghost stories for years. The power of suggestion is not something to be underestimated. But even skeptics can't deny the sheer number of personal accounts, many of which come from credible, level-headed individuals who claim to have had encounters they can't explain. Whether or not you believe in ghosts, one thing is certain. The Congress Plaza Hotel is a place where the line between the past and present feels blurred. Is it just history creeping back into our reality? Or are there forces at work here that we can't fully comprehend? One thing's for sure, the hotel remains one of Chicago's most fascinating landmarks, haunted by both its history and the lingering presence of those who once called it home. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.